Yeah, well, I just thought that the, I just thought that it wasn't acceptable, you know, for the father's reports, and then I just thought that the reports, I thought the reports could be a lot better. I thought the reports would make sense. I just thought that with all the delays, they just couldn't get it out. They couldn't get it out to us in time.
I've got my preview schedule down, so if it gets to 11:30, I called the bilateral conference, and you know that takes 30 seconds max. So then what happens? I go back to the desk after collecting the prints, and I get a PDF. I usually get something down from the Pacific down some PDFs, sick stuff, and I wired them into the system. So
hey, does anybody know where the bathrooms are? I just can't find. I just can't find any bathroom around the office. If anybody can point me in the right direction.
A wide window.
Through the.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
So I was going up to the boss's office to hand in my quarterly reports, and I saw that he has this keypad at the back of his room, and I was thinking, what is that keypad for, you know? And so I went up to it, and he wasn't in, and I thought for a second about typing in some numbers into the keypad, and then I thought that he came in, that the boss came in, and I was like, I've got the quarterly reports for you. I said,
initiated a printing operation. I do that by about 12, usually 12. Then I go on lunch, and that's a sad time because I really miss printing. I once brought some of my own printing from home to do over lunch, but I got a call from upstairs saying that I'm using up company ink. That's fair.
I'm looking around, and I'm pretty sure that there's a rat in the office. I'm pretty sure there's a little tiny rat in the office running around squeaking. Like, strikingly nice, but, you know, I'm just really sure that there's some kind of little rat. I left out a little stray piece of cheese, and it's gone. And I know it's not the cleaners picking it up, because there's papers all over the office, and there's stray boxes and stray bits of trash, you know, hanging around all around the office. And it's not the cleaners.
I've been trying to work with the coffee machine lately, and it just doesn't seem to be working. It's like there's a tiny little tub of garlic sauce in the coffee machine.
Yeah, anyway, I get off lunch, I do some more prints. Sometimes the printer runs out of ink. Now that's really exciting, because that means I have to take a trip down to Third, where I then have to make a call from a very specific phone which connects to the
and I can't really focus on my office work that I'm going to get done. You know, I know you all have, you know, comparatively less stressful jobs than me. That's good for you. But I've got a much higher workload. I've got a lot more tasks to do on the back end. With all this crosstalk,
it's just giving me a bit of a headache. So like, now, you could just keep it down.
I just think that it's inappropriate that I understand that she's a supervisor. I understand that she has a position of authority in this office, but I just don't think you can talk to people like this. It's really condescending. I've had employee 276 in here the other day, crying his eyes out, saying that she'd just been super rude, and what kind of operation is this when you've got employees crying because the person who's supposed to be an inspiration to her has just been
and the stapler, boxes, cups, wallpaper.
Oh,
good, yeah.
and I say to them, hey, printer 767B needs more cyan. At which point we have a dumb waiter, which transports printer cartridges up through the building, which I then collect through the second spot. It's very nice, very satisfying work, and I take that back up, swap that puppy, and carry on with the printing.
Yeah, well, I just thought that I just thought that it wasn't acceptable, you know, for the father's reports, and then I just thought that the reports could be a lot better. I thought the reports would make sense. I just thought that with all the delays, they just couldn't get it out. They couldn't get it out to us in time.
I've got my printing schedule down, so it gets to 11:30. I print the bilateral documents, and you know that takes 1 hour and 30 seconds max. So then what happens? I go back to the desk after collecting the prints, and I get a sick PDF. I usually get something down from the Pacific down some PDFs, sick stuff, and I wire them to the system so that I can get time to
clean. Hey, does anybody know where the bathrooms are? I just can't find. I just can't find any bathroom around the office. If anybody can point me in the right direction.
The wide window.
Through the.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So I was going up to the boss's office to hand in my quarterly reports, and I saw that he has this keypad at the back of his room, and I was thinking, what is that keypad for, you know? And so I went up to it, and he wasn't in, and I thought for a second about typing in some numbers into the keypad, and then I thought that he came in, that the boss came in, and I was like, I've got the quarterly reports for you, I thought.
Initiate a printing operation. I do that by about 12, usually 12. Then I go on lunch, and that's a sad topic. So I really miss printing. I once brought some of my own printing from home to do over lunch, but I got a call from upstairs saying that I'm using up company ink. That's fair.
I'm looking around, and I'm pretty sure that there's a rat in the office. I'm pretty sure there's a little tiny rat in the office are running around squeaking. Strikingly dark spot. You know, I'm just really sure that there's some kind of little rat. I left out a little stray piece of cheese, and it's gone. And I know it's not the cleaners picking it up, because there's papers all over the office, and there's stray boxes and stray bits of trash, hanging around all around the office. And it's not the cleaners.
I've been trying to work the copy machine lately, and it just doesn't seem to be working. It's like there's a tiny little tub of garlic sauce in the copy machine.
Yeah, anyway, I get off lunch, I do some more prints. Sometimes the printer runs out of ink, and that's really exciting, because that means I have to take a trip down to Third, where I then have to make a call from a very specific phone, which connects to
the and I can't really focus on my office work that I'm going to get done. I know you all have comparatively less stressful jobs than me. That's good for you. But I've got a much higher workload. I've got a lot more tasks to do on the back end. With all this crosstalk,
it's just giving me a bit of a headache. So you could just keep it down.
I just think that it's inappropriate. I understand that she's a supervisor. I understand that she has authority in this office, but I just don't think you can talk to people like this. It's really condescending. I've had employee 276 in here the other day, crying his eyes out, saying that she'd just been super rude, and What kind of operation is this where you've got employees some crying? Because the person who's supposed to be an inspiration to
you has just been... And the stapler, boxes, cups, wallpaper...
Oh!
Good, yeah.
And I say to them, hey, printer 767B needs more cyan. At which point, we have a dumb waiter, which transports printer cartridges up through the building, which I then collect from the second spot. It's very nice, very satisfying work, and I take that back up, swap that puppy, and carry on with the printing.
Yeah, well, I just thought that it wasn't acceptable yet.